T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
And welcome in. Yes, don't adjust your radios. We are live today, even though the Pirates are playing. And they're not on TV. They're on YouTube TV. YouTube.com. That's the only place to watch Pirates baseball right now, apparently. You can watch us on our live stream over at 937thefan.com. I'm wearing a very festive pineapple shirt. Got some upside down pineapples on here, Craig. Giddy up.
I was saying, was that intentional?
Yeah! Giddy up, giddy up. We got some pineapples on here. Putting out a vibe. Why don't we have a YouTube channel? Why can't we live stream our show on YouTube? There are shows that do that. McAfee's show is live on YouTube. Why can't we be on YouTube?
I mean, we have the camera.
Do you need to work something out with YouTube to do that?
I don't know how that works.
We don't have YouTube. I don't think we do. We don't do any special YouTube content. If you get enough clicks on YouTube, can't you make money off it? YouTube stars.
Paid.
That's what happened with Logan Paul and what's his brother's name?
Jake.
Jake Paul, yeah. I put Chris Mueller. I just typed that into YouTube. The first few things that show up, I didn't know this. There's an MLS soccer player named Chris Mueller.
There's a double-A pitcher, I think, for the Rays named Chris Mueller, spelled without the E.
Orlando City finally beats Atlanta United in 10th try on Chris Mueller's big day. Chris Mueller, welcome to Orlando City.
Should we book him for the show sometime?
American Hockey League player Chris Mueller, 2018 Calder Cup champion video. Chris Mueller from 93.7 The Fan gets cool sculpting treatment live on air. That happened?
It did.
What did they do?
Somebody came in here and zapped the fat on him.
There's a picture of him pulling his shirt off and his rolls and blubber all over.
They had some work to do that
all
day.
All over YouTube. It's got over 3,000 views. That many people were interested in seeing what Chris looked like without his shirt on?
Apparently.
Good Lord. Here's a video. FS1. First things first crew reacts to Chris Mueller.
Our Chris Mueller?
Yes. Brandon Marshall reacts to Chris Mueller. Chris Mueller writes, Big Ben to blame for Steelers' predictable, punchless offense.
Of course.
And it made it onto Fox Sports 1.
Whoa.
We should have made a bigger deal of that, don't you think?
I didn't even know.
Mueller went viral. He went national. We didn't even give him any props for it.
I'm surprised he didn't tell us that he did.
I know. Let's see if there's anything on YouTube for Craig Riley.
I can't imagine there is.
There is. It's you in a studio with Rob Pratt from KDKA talking about Pirates stuff.
Oh, when they were honoring, I think, the 79 World Series team.
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay.
Any Andrew Filippone results? I imagine there's many.
There's just hundreds of thousands of Andrew Filippone videos here. Now, most of it's nightly sports call stuff.
But see, like I said, many.
TV. The sports showdown.
What if you looked it up and there was video Chris Mueller makes 9 straight threes?
Yeah, right. Because I do believe him on that. I've said that before. I think he did. I trust him. I don't think he'd make that up. I've said that for years. So we'll guess we'll keep our eyes on YouTube where the Pirates are playing the Dodgers right now and losing 4-3 in the fourth inning. Look, this is one of those days where I don't even try to make it up. I just come right out and tell you there is no big story in Pittsburgh sports today. I'm not even going to lie to you. I'm just going to try to make it as entertaining as possible with what I've got. We pretty much got dealt a 6-2 offsuit for today's show. I mean, there's this Pirates game, Steelers wrapping up OTAs. We're too far away from the expansion draft or from the NHL draft to really have a big Penguin story. Other people have talked. So I'll tell you what I saw today. And this is, this to me can create an interesting discussion. That's the best I've got here for you. So I'm looking at Twitter this morning and I see the Ravens are on the verge of signing Todd Gurley. And a few thoughts go through my head. The first one is, do the Ravens really even need another running back? How many runners do they need? They've got J.K. Dobbins. They've got Gus Edwards. They've got Lamar Jackson, who ran for 1,000 yards again last year. Do they really need, I guess, Mark Ingram? Let's replace one washed-up running back with another former first-round washed-up running back is the thinking there. And the Ravens must think that it doesn't really matter who they plug and play at running back. They're going to get results in their offense. But we'll see. I think El Villanueva is going to be a total train wreck at right tackle. I think that was a really short-sighted, stupid move by the Ravens. They're going to ask a guy in his 30s to try a new position. Good luck with that. Not even a good run blocker to begin with. So a couple of offshoots from this story. The first one I have is, would you take, if I promised you, if a Steelers genie popped out of a black and gold bottle with a Jack Lambert jersey on and offered you Todd Gurley's career for Najee Harris, would you take it? Would you take that? So that would mean you get 3 great years from Najee Harris. 3 incredible years. Gurley twice led the league in rushing touchdowns. 3 times he went way over 1,000 yards. His last great year in L.A., 17 touchdowns, 1,800 total yards. You take that from him. If that's all you get from Najee Harris is over the next 5 years, he gives you 3 incredible years. I mean, awesome years, all pro years. And then his Steelers career is over. He's off to the San Francisco 49ers or the Washington football team or the Miami Dolphins after that. Do you take it? Craig?
Do I also get sort of the insurance that when he leaves here, he has
what
like the Todd Gurley career post Rams?
No, there's no insurance.
Because if I got that, even without that, I still take it because I don't think I want him to
from
a second
first
contract.
Round running back.
So give me 3 of 5 years at an elite
so
level.
So then you feel, so you're comfortable with, my first round pick is a guy that delivers 3 great years and then he's out of town?
No, but this is what we're stuck with now that they drafted it. I never wanted him. But now that we have him, if you're telling me that you're going to have 5 years and then he's going to sign somewhere else, but 3 of the 5 will be elite level production, okay, then I'll take that. I'm not happy that that's what my first round pick produced, but at this point, what are we left to do? We can't take the pick back.
Would you rather have 3 incredible years or 6 good years?
I think 6 good years.
Yeah, I want him to be the exception to the rule where he's an above average running back for a long time, close to his 30th birthday. That's the kind of return you want out of a first round pick. You want the guy to be good for close to a decade. That's the idea. When you take a guy in the first round, I think that's where you're setting the bar for him. Running back, quarterbacks, I guess, maybe a little bit different. But no, I don't think it is. Running back, quarterback, wide receiver, you name it. Whatever when you invest a first round pick, I think that's what you're saying. Not 3 great years. You know, the Rams picked Todd Gurley, I think, in the top 10 or top 15. The Steelers didn't use that type of pick on Najee Harris, but it was still a super high one. It's still your number one pick. And everyone knows my stance on this, that I didn't want a running back in the first round either. I don't like belaboring that point, though. It's not fun. Like, I don't, you know, whistle to work and skip my way into work when I see a story about a first-round running back who at, I think Todd Gurley, look it up for me, Craig. I think he's 26 years old. I think Todd Gurley is 26, and he's already about to sign, like, a veteran minimum deal with his third team.
26, yep.
26. And he was not just an okay running back. He was freaking awesome. Back-to-back years, he was phenomenal. And so I look at situations like that, and it reinforces for me, unfortunately reinforces for me, like, what are even our expectations or goals with this pick, with this player? What are we even hoping for out of him? The Gurley thing is a really good case study in this. I'll point to another aspect of his career that I think would put the Steelers in a really, you might call or classify this as a good problem. Todd Gurley's fourth year in the league. So when you're a first-round pick, that's a big year because you're, you know, the fifth-year option thing and the contract extension, all that. Todd Gurley's fourth year, 17 touchdowns, 1,800 yards at 24 years old. What do you do in that spot? Not give him an extension? You just play it out and say, we'll franchise you year to year? We know running backs get pissed about that. That's why Bell sat out for an entire year. So the Rams didn't want a Le'Veon Bell. Wait a minute. Let me make sure I have. I'm gonna think about this for a second here. I'm pushing a spot on my head that helps jog my brain. Gurley got a contract extension, and that pissed Bell off, didn't it? Because he's like, wait a minute, this guy's getting all this guaranteed money. I'm just as good as him. I want that deal. So Gurley signed a $60 million extension with the Rams after a third awesome year. So the Steelers would have to watch, like, best case scenario, right? This is, I think, best case scenario for a lot of Steelers fans. Najee Harris is one of the three best running backs in the NFL. And after 4 years of that, the Steelers still resist the temptation to give him a contract extension. And if the guy is great in his fifth year, they resist the temptation to give him a contract extension again, give him the franchise tag, and Harris, unlike Bell, actually plays on the franchise tag. Isn't that how you would want it, Craig? Like, if Najee Harris has an Adrian Peterson season and rushes for 2,000 yards, do you want the Steelers to give him a long-term deal that offseason?
No.
No.
Nope. I don't want him long-term. I don't want any running back long-term.
It's a rental. It's a very expensive rental. But, you know, sometimes you can rent luxury vehicles, Maseratis, Escalades, and they're great. I mean, they're worth it for a short amount of time. You get a lot of, you go cruising, you drive from Miami to Key West. You fly into a town to impress a girl you're dating long distance. You rent an Escalade. You show up. You pick her up. You know, a little hanky-panky afterwards, maybe in one of the back seats. I mean, you get what I'm saying. And rentals sometimes are wonderful. But I see Todd Gurley's going to sign with the Ravens. This guy's so washed up. And he was excellent for the Rams just 2 years ago. He's 25 or 26. He's 26 years old. And he's already like a burnout. And that's like the cautionary tale for Najee Harris. You got to strike while the iron's hot with him. And I don't know. I think some Steelers fans would say, yeah, I'll take, if that's, If that's what we get from Najee Harris, Todd Gurley's career here, three incredible years, I'll live with that. That's just not how I see first-round picks. That kind of short-term solution or short-term success. Craig, do you like my pineapple shirt today?
I do. And the red chair you're sitting in.
Yeah, thank you. Here's a bold take. Here's a big, big, bold take. I don't think the Steelers or Ravens will make the playoffs. I think they're both going to miss. I think the AFC North is only going to send one team this year.
What is it about the Ravens?
I don't want to say who I think that team is.
Can't get myself to say it. Something is keeping me from uttering those words right now. I don't want to do it. I'm just trying to bite my tongue and not say it. Like a ventriloquist. I'm not saying this right now.
What about the Ravens?
Yeah, why don't you like them?
Just like the Steelers, super tough schedule. How did they get better this offseason? I don't see it. I think, if anything, they're about the same. And I think the entire division benefited immensely from the schedule they played last year. That applies to the Browns, too. But the division has to send at least one team to the playoffs. So I'm going to pick. I'm not going to say it who I'm going to pick. But not the Ravens and not the Steelers. I think both teams have holes. So.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.